Yeah, not dead yet. This is and welcome back to the Stop the Presses show with Ron Avery filling in for Mark Anderson today. I did talk to him this morning. He just got back from Arizona on a late plane flight last night, so he's slept late. I called him a little too early, 10 o'clock. He was still crashed. So anyway, and so he said he might call in later today, later in the show. So maybe, maybe not. And he also, I must say, it's hot down here in the valley and in Texas, and his AC went out, and he's got to do that today. So, we're going to give him an excuse, a valid excuse. From the principal. Anyway, thinking about, I happen to be in a board member of a outfit called what is the name of this thing? Okay, what is the name of my group? This group, I'm a board member of it, and I can't remember the. It's World Peace Through Education Foundation Incorporated. And it was started by an attorney named William Scott. And I think William's Bill is older than I am. That would mean he has lots of experience. And anyway, he's a pretty cool guy. And I've kind of been out of whack lately, and I kind of got behind on email he has sent me, but he sent me one that I finally had time to catch up on, and I wrote back to him. And it's something I think is really important to all of us, and I'm surprised he was involved in this. It's pretty cool. So I want to read it to you. It's not like a secret or anything. But I think it's really cool, and more people should know about this. And it's about people that are already in the news. You may know them. And so I'm going to get into it. And what it was is I responded to him because I didn't quite agree with his full conclusion he had. I like what they're doing, but I don't think it was he was quite correct in what he said. And that's what I wrote to him. So I'm going to read it to you. It's kind of cool. So here it goes. And this is William Scott writing to me, email. Says, the Biden, now this is going to others too, not just me, but he's writing here. The Biden administration has backed down from vaccine mandate, not because the vaccines were unsafe and ineffective, but because the virus is no longer considered a threat. And I'm just going to interject there. Yes, I agree with that. And I think that's why they backed off of this mandate stuff and other things, because they're now a lot too many people are seeing that this thing is no longer a threat. And he continues here. You have received this email because it is my belief you think the virus was never the threat it was presented to be, and that we need more information to determine what should be done next. Okay, yeah, and I'm going to interject again. I think that we better be prepared with something because they're not going to let this thing go to, they're not going to let it go. That they found that this is a pretty good way to get people to do what they want them to do. So continuing with this email. My first step was to analyze what the courts did with the Biden et al. And others mandate. Attached is my SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, review effort for your comment. Bottom line, to save you some reading, they did not research, or they did not reach the issues of were the vaccines safe and effective. In my opinion, those issues are the only issues that count. Refer to the petition Dr. McCullough, Steve Kirch, and I filed with the Department of Education, previously sent to you for the direction we suggest be followed. Okay, it says here, he continues, my work suggests the FDA and the CDC have withheld facts necessary to determine the damage caused by the vaccines. And he signs it, Bill, here, William Sumner Scott, attorney at law. Okay. And then he goes on down here. Well, I write back to him here. I'll just skip some of this other stuff. And I write back to him, Bill, once again, I really like where you're going with this. You are right that they will be back with another emergency event to try mandating protective injections, and this time with an implant to verify one's safety to society and to receive the digital compliance currency. I do find, however, that your statement about the effectiveness of the injections is the only issue is erroneous. And I'm going to interject here in my own email that, he's saying that the only issue, the outstanding issue is, were the injections effective? Was the vaccine effective and safe? And that was the only, he thinks that's the only issue to talk about in relation to these mandates. Well, I'm going to go on with my email. In fact, I find that the true political science instead of medical science is the only protection we have against abject tyranny. A See My webpage that proves this. The only source of authority for government comes from the individual, not from pandemics, floods, war, or any other emergency. Had we stuck to this sound principle contained in our law, we would not be worried about fake pandemics, life-threatening injections, implants, and digital currency. Please see my website or webpage on that main issue at lawfulthegovernment.com/COVID.html. I will read your attachment and we should all discuss this more. Sincerely, Ron. Well, as you can see, and if you go to that website, my webpage there, you'll see what that is. That's and I'm pulling it out of the actually Texas Constitution, where Article 1, Section 2, I'll just go there quickly and read it quickly so I don't get all the language all mixed up. Let's see, here we go. You go to lawfulgovernment.com, then click on lawful government. And then you go over on the left-hand column and go down. Oh, no, it should be right here. No, I'm sorry. Go back. You go to lawful government, then go to the solution to COVID-19 tyranny and state terrorism. And there it says Operation COVID-19 is tyranny and state terrorism. And the whole foundation of Texas is built on Article 1, Section 2 of the Texas Constitution, which I quote below here. Quote, all political power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their benefit, unquote. That's Article 1, Section 2. It tells you right there where the authority for the state of Texas comes from, and it's based on an ancient law called the Law of Delegated Authority, which says that no one can delegate to another more authority than they hold in themselves. And what is government? Government is authority in the individual delegated to the government. And obviously, if you don't have an authority, then you can't delegate such an authority to the government. And essentially, that's why all governments are limited. That is, all lawful governments are limited in their power, because individuals are limited in their authority. They can't do anything. Individuals can't do anything they want to. Now, so that means government can't do anything it wants to. And see, if we'd have stuck to this, Article 1, Section 2, and this applies to all governments, even though it's written in the Texas Constitution, it applies to all lawful governments in the cosmos. I don't care where they are. All political power is in the people, inherent in the people. And all free governments, not just Texas, but all free governments, are founded on the people's, the individual's authority, and instituted for their benefit. So now, how do we apply that to COVID-19 and the COVID mandates that we went through? And when you apply it, this is what you come up with. You can stay home, you can wear a mask at all times, and close your business, and reopen at various restrictive capacities, and you can take a vaccine or other medical procedure. But you have no authority to tell your neighbor to do the same thing. Therefore, you cannot delegate to the state an authority to tell any one person or all people to stay home, wear a mask, close their business, open at different capacities, or get a vaccine or any other medical procedure. If the state mandates those things, it is abject tyranny or the exercise of power without authority. That is the very definition of tyranny, the exercise of power without authority. Yes, we have ignorant people in office that do not know the most simple things about lawful government. So, you see, we're right back to dealing with tyranny and tyranny in government, or dissolved government. And that's what we're dealing with. We have to come to grips, have to come to terms with dealing with dissolved, tyrannical government. So, and now my friend and chairman of the World Peace Through Education Foundation Incorporated, I'm pleased to say, is involved in trying to, get some of these groups to stop and to prevent future mandates by government to take injections of any kind. Vaccines, and I don't see, this is what I was trying to tell my friend, tell the chairman, the CEO, that the real issue doesn't really have anything to do with the effectiveness of the vaccine or its safety. Not at all. This has to do with, if you're talking about a mandate and pushing people around and telling them they have to do it, it has nothing to do with the effectiveness or safety of the vaccine. Because they don't have authority to do that. Whether, even if they were absolutely safe, let's say that nobody, there's no evidence of any harm that would come from the injection. Nothing. And they found out they were 100% effective. Does that mean that the government has authority to make everybody take one? Or if they don't take one, to close their business, stay home, wear a mask, live in a bubble, get out of society? No, it does not. See, I mean, this is the danger. This is when you start facing this with the idea that all it means, that all you have to have is some group of scientists telling you it's safe and effective, then you're screwed. Because why? Because they run the laboratories. They have the scientists. Or at least they've teamed up with companies and corporations that have them. And they're working together. That's called fascism, of course. You know, and fascism is just another form of tyranny, which is what this is an aspect of our government, or a dissolved government we're under. Some of it takes the form of fascism. As I talked yesterday on Search for Lawful Government, we also have something very similar to an elective monarch, because these presidents have expanded their executive order function to actually execute the law. They've expanded that to making a law. And we know presidents can't make law. They execute the law. They can't make it. And when they have an executive order, it should go no further than to say, I now am going to execute this law that the legislature has passed. They can't just say, I'm just going to go out and everybody's got a pistol, I'm going to arrest them and put them in jail for 10 years. Or if they got a little brace on that pistol, boy, they're going to jail. I've told my the ATF, just throw them in jail. No, they can't do that. And so, but you see the importance of this. Why can't we get back to lawful government on simple, basic principles? And we could avoid all this mess about following the science. See, they want to follow the science. Why? Because they're controlling the science. That's why they like democracy. They love democracy. Why? Because they control the public mind through the mass media cartel. And why do they say follow the science? Because they've linked up with the big science labs, all these big corporations that have these big labs. And some of the labs I have, I'm sure, are government labs. And some of them are paid by the government. Even the Wuhan thing was receiving federal funds from our government. I understand they're back doing the same thing after all this that we went through. We're still catching up from COVID-19 lockdowns. You know, people should have gone to prison for that. I think Biden literally ought to be in prison. Talk about somebody that needs to be indicted and to be yes, what is it, impeached? Talk about impeachment. How about exercising a power that he had no authority to do, like lockdowns, mandates for soldiers to take injections? Well, anyway, we'll get, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. to you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Sorry, I had my mic cut off. Sorry about that, Julie. Okay, welcome back to Stop the Presses with Ron Avery, filling in for Mark Anderson today. He may call in a little later, who knows. I hope he's getting his air conditioning fixed, because you know it can get hot down here in Texas. It was going to be in the hundreds, I'm pretty sure. At least 103, I think. No telling what it's going to be in Donna. So anyway, we were talking about, these mandates that were imposed upon us, the government claiming to have authority to impose them because of a pandemic, you know, and now the globalists are working on a global pandemic treaty. Well, you see what they're doing. We can see what they're doing by trying to say and trying to establish in the minds of the people that pandemics are the source of government authority. They are not. Pandemics are any other emergency cannot deliver one bit of authority to a government because there is no authority in emergencies. You know, somebody might argue with me and say, well, Ron, you mean if you have a hurricane and it's blowing in and you have a tidal wave and your house is half full of water, you don't have authority to do something about it? Yeah, you have authority for you to do something about it. That's right. You can jump up and get your dog and cat and the wife, not in that order necessarily, but then get on the roof and get your boat out and get out of there. Or to get up and pack up before it comes, if you hear about it. But that doesn't mean you get to tell everybody in the world or everybody in the United States what to do about it. It just gives you authority to do something about it, to do for yourself. And what gets transferred, what gets delegated is my authority to the government to protect my right to do what I think I need to do to avoid a flood or a pandemic. And if somebody is trying to make me wear a mask, then the government should step in and say, now, wait a minute, Bobby, you have a right to wear your mask and you can just go ahead and put that on and keep wearing it, but you don't have a right to tell Ron to wear one. And so we're protecting Ron's right to not wear a mask. And if Ron tries to make you take your mask off, you just give us a call. We'll come out and we'll make sure Ron doesn't get your mask off. You see how that works? This idea, though, that authority comes from emergencies. You know, and really, what are they doing with this mass media, mass shooting stuff, too? And why do they even have these mass shootings? Because they know they can trip up the people, they can convince people that some kind of authority flows to government by some nut job that goes out and shoots somebody. That suddenly that gives the government authority to take up the weapons, the defense means of the American people to make them defenseless against tyranny. They have a right to come destroy your right, your ability to defend yourself from tyranny because a nut job goes kill some kids or another kid kills some kids. I'm telling you, there's no authority in this. And what have we learned? Authority must come from the people. They must delegate it from each individual. And the individual has a right to defend himself from tyranny with military-style weapons. In fact, if there's any duty in government, it is to make sure the citizens can operate military equipment. Well, anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls. How we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Welcome back to Stop the Presses with Ron Avery, filling in for Mark Anderson today. And he still may call in at some time, so we'll get to hear something from him maybe. But now I want to jump to another topic because I think it's kind of interesting, and I get tired of seeing this pulled on me and others. This is, what do they call it, Pride Month? This is Pride Week, Pride Month, and, you see these rainbow colors. Somebody sent me an email or something I saw that had the White House with all the rainbow colors imposed upon the front of it. And I actually heard at one time, I don't know, my wife was telling me this, that they had, apparently Biden had hung this some kind of rainbow flag or a big banner that about LGBTQ plus, and then hung the federal flag on one side, and I don't know what on the other. But then somebody mentioned to him, "You can't do that, man. It's against the law to fly anything other than the United States flag, which should be in the center or at the highest point, and any other flag should be up under that, including state flags and whatever." Now, if all you fly is a state flag, yeah, you can fly that at the top of the flagpole, but you can't have in the center some banner for something else and then have the federal flag flying lower or to one side or the other. It's got to be in the middle. So You know, this is just common sense, isn't it? Well, this particular picture I saw, though, just had the White House with these rainbow colors imposed on it. And, you know, we're just supposed to go out and just help these people do everything. This, let's just think about what this is. LGBTQ+. What is that? Lesbians, bisexuals, gays, transsexuals, queers, and whatever else. Plus means whatever else. Well, now, and you know what they said was that they, equality, they want equality. LGBTQ, whatever, plus needs to be equal with people, other people. I guess straight people. I guess with whatever, the plus. Well, and then they say that people that don't want them recognized and treated equally in every way, including look at their marriages between a goat and a woman or a kangaroo and a man two men or two women or whatever combination there, or a transsexual, or a hybrid, that's hate. If you don't recognize them and treat them all equally and let them have marriages and all that's hatred. Well, I'm just sorry, that's not hatred. Just because people can say, now, wait a minute, I don't approve of what you're doing. And I'm gonna and let me tell you why I think I have the ability to say that I don't like that without, number one, being hate, and also without doing anything immoral on any level. And I'm gonna tell you why. The Holy Bible, which I've read and which translated me from a sinning, dead creature that was material-based into eternal creature with eternal life, possessing all things in the kingdom of heaven. Now, because the book was able to do that, because the book had words in it that showed me that there was a person that operated on the entire cosmos and everything in it, and which meant including me, that I was therefore altered, and I actually experienced this transformation, allowed it to take effect upon me, then I respect that stuff that's said in there. And because I respect it and believe it, because I've been altered by it and it's been successful at doing what it says it could do for me, I believe that it has merit in all aspects of it. So St. Paul, which instructed me into much of this and showed me the power of Christ and how it operates, he writes in Romans 1:19-32, I'm going to read it to you, and you're going to see that it's not hatred, and it's not only directed at this LGBTQ, but to all people. But you can't get the idea from reading this that LGBTQRS+ is A-OK. So here it comes. I'm quoting Romans 1:19-32. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible men and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was just and meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Unquote. Now, that's not hate, folks. That's just telling you what, and this is not necessarily for just this time period. As you can tell, this he's giving rather a history. St. Paul is giving a history of mankind. And the idea of making these four-footed creatures, we went through a history where men worshipped and they created these images with they worship. But now, see, we're going back to those things. And even today, people worship the created things rather than the Creator. Because you see a beautiful woman. And see, this is also directed at heterosexuality as well. Because you can have lust for women. A man can have a lust for a woman that's inordinate and that takes his mind away from the worship of Christ or God or the invisible God. Christ is the image of the invisible God. So rather than worship God, Christ, and God his Father, they turn to worshiping the created, things that God has created. Well, this is not good. This is sin. We should only be serving God and thinking of God and trying to glorify God. And what's going on? This other thing, and what do they want? They're proud. What does it say? Verse 30. They're backbiters, haters of God. And obviously, if there's any hate going on, it's hatred of God, because these people do not want to hear any judgment. They don't want to hear any, and they don't think that there should be any way to determine what is right or wrong. And they hate that. They hate anyone that brings up anything right or wrong. They hate any way to be able to discern good from bad, right from wrong, or which way to go. That's hatred of God. Despiteful, proud, and isn't that, what do they call it? They have the audacity to call it Pride Month. Boasters. Oh, they're boasting. They're so proud of their wickedness and ignorance that they just got to parade it down the street. And if you have anything to say against it, or to be able to determine that it's not the right thing to do and to say so, they talk about hate. Now you're going to see what the hate is. Inventors of evil things. Yeah, plus. They're not satisfied with just lesbians, bisexuals, gays, transsexuals, queers. It's anything other, any other wicked thing you want to do. Now, I mean, I'm sorry. That's not me. I'm not hating these people for this. But I am saying this. That ain't right. That stuff ain't good. And you shouldn't be parading it in the road. You ought to be in the closet in despair. You ought to be looking for a way to get out of all this. You ought to be questioning, what in the world am I doing? Do I really know anything? Am I really powerful? Or am I dependent upon other wicked people for my existence? Am I dependent on wickedness to be happy and to be strong? Am I dependent on government mandates to live? I mean, that's the way I view these people. They're almost creatures of the state. Without the state, these people couldn't exist, because society in general would not support this stuff, because it's unnatural. It even says it's unnatural. It doesn't come naturally. It's even a perversion of nature. Even nature doesn't like it. It's not the natural use. Well, anyway, I thought I find this stuff amazing. And just because St. Paul points this out, the history of man, and how he refuses to acknowledge God and see that God, that he's created the earth and the world and everything in it, rather than worship even though they didn't know Christ. See, that's the problem. In early man, early history, they didn't know Christ. Christ wasn't here yet. So that they had no visible image of God before. They never saw any of his miracles. They never heard his word. So it was much easier for these people to fall into worshiping the created instead of the creator. And even Christ, as I've talked before on here, is the co-creator with God. Christ actually created the world with God at the same time, co-creator. And how this has gotten to this point, again, what does this point to? The church is not functioning. This stuff is right out of Romans, the New Testament. Where are we hearing the pronouncement of the truth of the scripture? Who's king? Who's, and why is the globalism and all this stuff going wild? Because the church isn't claiming its and protecting its kingdom. If the church won't protect the kingdom, won't stand up for the word of God that created the kingdom, in fact, it was all created out of the word of God, and it's maintained by the word of God. So why isn't the church using it? Why aren't they doing their job? They're in charge of it. They've been given the authority to propagate the word. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this. No, I'm a little early. I'm sorry. I was watching the wrong thing. Okay. I'm sorry about that, Julie. Get a little carried away. Anyway, it's not long. But I hope you get some benefit out of seeing that and hearing about it. Anyway, we'll be right back now after this. Maybe I did go through it. Oh, I'm sorry. I've just been informed. Mark doesn't take that break. Yeah, and that's it's set up that way. The show, he doesn't take the last. And see, I'm thinking of my show, which I do most of the time. So anyway, we'll just keep on going. What was this other thing I wanted to talk about? I had another. What was I going to talk about? Let's see if I can find it. Oh, yeah. Hmm. Well, is any are there any callers? We don't have any calls at all, huh? Hmm. What else is in the news? You know anything, Julie? Help me out, Julie. You want to talk about... Hey, I'll go look at republicbroadcasting.org. That's what I was going to do. Where are we? This is why nobody will do anything until it's too late. Oh, man. That sounds terrible. Conservatives call for Kellogg's boycott after Dylan Mulvaney pulled. Man, I don't know what that... Really? Hmm. I'll have to read about that. Candace Owens, Michael Knoll, suspended on YouTube over trans debate. Well, there you go. Somebody tried to, okay, Pat from Texas. Thanks for helping me out, Pat. How you doing?
Nobody wants to interrupt when you're doing such a good job. Hey,
well,
man.
You know better than that. You know I'm falling down. I don't know what to say. Go ahead.
No, look. School's out, right? There may be some kids listening right now who are being messed with in school.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that, Pat.
I think school is out.
Oh, you're right. Yes, it is.
And there may be some kids who've been messed with in the schoolroom that way, and told them that all this crap they're telling them, and you're telling them what God says, and saying the church is not doing it.
Uh-huh. Oh. Well, the church isn't doing it. I don't hear them doing it. I don't hear them talking about that kind of stuff.
I don't hear them even
talking about it in church. I mean, I don't know what
stupid 501c3 and the IRS will take away that if they talk politics. So the devil is so smart. He makes everything he does politics. I mean, everything in the Bible is politics now.
Well, that's, yeah, well, you know, I discovered that a long time ago, Pat, that in fact, one of my best friends at the University of Houston got a scholarship to Berkeley, of all places, in political science because his master's thesis at the University of Houston was the spread of communism through rock and roll music. Of course, we were pretty much communists back in those days. But anyway, what he said all the time was that everything is political, and that is right. Ultimately, he's right about that too, because the kingdom of heaven is in a political struggle with those that are not in the kingdom and in fact hate the kingdom and hate its creator. And that, how do you have anything but politics when it's like that way?
Well, there's a guy named Irvin Baxter who passed away to heaven. All right, we miss him. But he said, he used to open his show with this. He said, a little kid said, at my house, we don't talk. Any politics or religion. And then an adult would say that too. And then he'd say, well, you know what? He said, religion's what you believe and politics is how you get to live it. think we need to talk.
Well, he's right. And I think it was Mark Twain that said there was only two things worth talking about, which was politics and religion. Yeah.
So you're doing a real good job. I mean,
thank you, Pat.
You stop short because, see, we're merciful, right? There's scriptures that say, they that would not that God rule over them, bring them forth and slay them.
Yeah.
And then they say, wait a minute. But they're deceived, and so, you know, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. We need to be merciful to the deceived.
That's true. Very good point, Pat. And that's why we can't hate these people, because we've gone through the same thing. We have the same background. I mean, we're dealing with ignorance is what this really is. And,
hate the sin, but not the sinner.
That's right. Hate the sin, but not the sinner. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so very, very good point. And it's unfortunate that they just think that because we say things, we can point them out that they're not good for them, that it's them that are suffering from this, us.
I was just reading about what Texas has done about the transgender thing and everything, and and paying for it. I think that's one reason they're coming after Paxton. But the fact is that they do have a lot of suicide. It didn't make them, the trans, none of that stuff made them happy.
That's right. I've even known these homosexuals that have killed their partner and all kinds of stuff. It gets pretty, pretty terrible. But of course that goes on and everything, but it's still, it's not the way. It's not the way to bliss. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, Pat. We've run out of time, and I sure thank you for helping me out, Pat. I'll talk to you soon. All right, everybody. See you next time.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.